I think when we do look into this and make our inquiries, I think we'll find that it was the response of the staff that was particularly effective, ensuring that the damage was limited, and damage to the department and the damage to our services was kept to the absolute minimum. Also, the support and the cooperation that we've got from the emergency services, whether it's the Gardaí or the Fire Brigade or the County Council, has been really excellent over the last 24 hours. So that's that's very heartening. I think, there is no doubt that this site will require a particular management response in terms of drainage as we go forward. We cannot anticipate or predict what's going to happen with the weather, but we can control our management response to that, and there's no doubt that we will have to have particular arrangements on this site for that.
Obviously, your own inquiry is underway. There are calls for an independent inquiry. I understand you'd be happy, the group would be happy to cooperate with that.
Again, what I would say is that we didn't wait for anybody to call for any inquiry, because the cleanup operation began at 8 p.m. yesterday and it wrapped up at 11 p.m. In that time, we had to close the department, but we got everything back up and running very, very quickly. As soon as that was finished at 11 p.m., we started then making our own internal inquiries and starting to gather information that will help us to understand what happened here and why it happened. That went on from 11 p.m. last night till around 2 in the morning, and then picked up again first thing this morning. We're very interested in getting our own inquiry underway and finding out exactly what happened. But again, I mean, anybody that wants to contribute to that in any way, we're of course going to cooperate with that.
It has, of course, been a difficult week for the hospital. There are visiting restrictions in the short stay ward, and at least for a time this week, patients had to be sent off to other hospitals because, well, it's been attributed to a lack of staff. Does the group need to give Letterkenny some special attention in assisting in that regard?
I think this week has been a particularly good example of the kind of pressures that hospitals across the country, including the West, and then maybe in particular in Letterkenny, are operating under. There is no doubt about it that providing a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week service brings with it a lot of challenges. In Letterkenny this week, you're quite right, those challenges have included staffing difficulties that have resulted in us having to put arrangements in place on Monday, where we diverted patients for a very short period to Sligo Regional Hospital. Of course, we also have issues with infection control on one of our wards here as well, which is resulting in visiting restrictions. That's part and parcel of hospital life, I guess, at the moment. Yes, I think the geography of Letterkenny does mean that the group of hospitals in the West needs to focus on that and give particular attention to it. Letterkenny is at the very northern perimeter of our group. Last night when I got the phone call in relation to this, I had to travel for 4 hours to get here. So that gives you an idea of the extent of the geography in this case. And I think to answer your question directly, that geography does mean that we need to give particular attention to Letterkenny, yeah.